Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're taking a look at healthcare this morning with the government shutdown. John Bartimol is joining us on the WBEN Liveline, a healthcare consultant. The government shutdown is coinciding with open enrollment season. And with that, John, who needs to be worried about healthcare right now?
I think we all need to be worried about healthcare right now. I think it's on a precipice, not only because of the shutdown. I mean, the shutdown will end. Not that I will say cooler heads will prevail, but government has a way of finding its own level, and they need to find a level on the with a continuing resolution. What's bothering me is reports I see, not only in New York State, but around the country, of insurance companies snipping coverage away while at the same time raising premiums. I think this is a time in open enrollment where, as in the past, people just automatically renewed their enrollment in whatever health care plan they had. This might be a year we have to take a good hard look at what benefits are being taken away or diminished, or what new benefits are being offered.
Is that
my wife and I are doing that. And in the past, we just, we like this, we'll keep with it, but we've heard some things that we don't like, so we're meeting with our insurance rep to really take a look at what else is available.
Is that going to be a major change for most people, do you think? Is that most people who don't really look that hard? I mean, if you don't have any special health concerns, are you just kind of going with the flow usually?
A lot of people do that. If you remember, and I'm old enough to remember an advertising slogan for Holiday Inn was, "The best surprise is no surprise." You don't want to go to a doctor and find out you're not covered or a procedure is not covered. This is a good time to find out exactly what is covered. And I always talk to an insurance rep, an independent insurance rep, to find out what scenarios. I'm old, okay? I'm 71. So I know that I'm going to be using healthcare more now than when I was 21. So I try to anticipate those things. You made a good point about this being the time for open enrollment. If this government shutdown goes on and it impinges greatly on the open enrollment period, I would hope that someone somewhere says, let's extend the open enrollment period so that people can have time to find out what is best and what they need, and then make a proper decision.
Programs I've been reading, like Medicare and Medicaid, are continuing to operate during this shutdown. But this would be affecting the secondary insurance, correct?
Yes.
Which means...
Yes, it would.
Which means
I'm
what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just... Can you explain what people should be looking for? I feel like there's a lot of people that don't even realize that this could be happening.
Well, we know, for example, that if this continues, some people's healthcare premiums will skyrocket. We know that for a fact. And I think that's one of the reasons I'm not too concerned about the shutdown, because the pressure is beginning to be felt in Congress. Right now, rural hospitals are in the crosshairs. Their money is going to be cut out. Rural hospitals get a special funding, and that money may be going away. As soon as Congress people start hearing from their constituents, hey, what's going on here? I just got a notice that my hospital is cutting back services because it doesn't have money. I was in healthcare for 20, 25 years, and I never had problems getting an audience with any of our congresspeople because they all want to talk about healthcare because it's so personal. So when people start calling and saying, hey, what's going on here? That's when Congress will act and put together a continuing resolution. I think it'll be happening any day now.
Insurers have indicated that they're going to raise the price of premiums in part because there's healthier people opting out of coverage because it's so expensive. And you have a lot of people saying, well, I'm healthy. Do I really need to be paying hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month out of my paycheck? Do you see those two trends happening?
Yes, I do. You know, the problem is you're healthy today and you're not healthy tomorrow. Health does not have a timetable. Health is wonderful when you have it. Health is wealth. And when you don't have it, you need that good insurance. You know, when Obamacare was created, it was based on the fact that there is a pool of what they called young invulnerables. People like our young kids, the 20s and 30s years old, who will pay into Obamacare, but not use it all that much because they're young and seemingly invulnerable. But that's starting to age out now. So I'm not surprised that the premiums are going up, but I also know that the state has some control over that. So I hope that the State Department of Insurance steps in and makes sure that these premiums are not radical in their increases.
Well, John, thanks so much for helping us understand this. We appreciate your time.
Well, I think the good news is Congress will understand, and I think Congress will, on both sides of the aisle, will respond, and maybe we'll get things straight within the next day or two.
All right.
John Bartimol, healthcare consultant, joining us live here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.